This week we're joined by Cathal Rochford. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, Howard. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping. We're into another month. Time flies, isn't it, really? But anyway.
Absolutely.
Yes, and the nights are darker.
Yeah, the clocks fell back, so I guess we're all we're getting a bit less brightness in the evenings, I'd say.
Yes, being on the winter. So this week, we're going to discover how you should set up your home in Spain from a tax planning and wealth management point of view. So whether you're still planning to move here or you've already arrived recently, Cathal will outline key issues you need to be aware of and how to adjust your financial planning accordingly. So it sounds like a big subject today. So let's start off with a personal question, if I may be so bold. When did you move to Spain and how did you find the process of setting up a home here? As with anywhere, there are pros and cons to living in Spain, though many of us, the pros far outweigh the cons. Is it what you found too?
Yeah, so my wife and I, well, girlfriend at the time, we moved over to Spain in 2016. We actually got married in Andalusia. And my wife is Spanish, although she grew up in Germany. So we have a lot of family across Spain and we spent many trips and holidays coming across. So we really like the idea of moving across here. So initially we lived in Andalusia. We then spent some time living in Valencia. And then more recently, we've established our home here in Mallorca. So I would say initially when we moved across, it was quite complex. We were younger at the time, and so we learned a lot on the go, if you like. So from arranging residency cards, getting empadronamiento, bank accounts, utilities, driving licenses, we kind of just went through the process of speaking with locals and getting assistance. So the Spanish administration process was different, and the language was quite new to me. My wife, of course, is a Spanish national, but she grew up in Germany, so she wasn't very familiar with the overall Spanish administration process. But of course, she did most of the heavy lifting when it comes to things that require fluent Spanish. So we got there over the months that followed. And then from a financial perspective, I did engage with the local tax advisor or lawyer who assisted in getting me set up fiscally and also professionally here in Spain. So that was very helpful from that perspective. I joined Blevins Franks as an advisor shortly after we moved across. So having a tax lawyer get everything in order from, a financial administration perspective and getting myself registered on the tax side was much easier than trying to do it myself at that point. Overall, I would say the pros of living in Spain far outweigh the cons. As you know yourself, Howard, we have a fantastic climate, a very balanced lifestyle, slower pace of life. You have a very strong family culture here, and it's also a very safe and peaceful place to raise a family. So overall, it can be complex when you first move across. We all have the best intentions to learn fluent Spanish and so forth. But you can overcome these quite easily. And overall, I would say living in Spain has far, far more pros than cons.
I relate to that. So moving on to financial planning issues now. One key difference in the UK is taxation. What key taxes do Spanish residents have to face?
Yeah, so Spanish taxation is not much dissimilar to what we would have in the UK. So here in Spain, you have income taxes, you have the general rate of income tax, which covers earned income, pensions, rental income, your salary, etc. And the general rates for this are usually around 19 to 47%, although there is a variance between the autonomous regions in Spain. And then you have the savings rate of tax in Spain, which is lower. It's usually between 19 to 28%. And this covers the likes of capital gains tax, interest, dividends. So there are also similar taxes that you'd have in the UK, although in the UK it's broken down a bit further. You have different rates of tax for capital gains and dividends and so forth. But overall, the rates aren't massively different. In Spain, you also have the usual taxes like property and utility taxes. You have VAT or what's called IVA here, and other forms of taxes when you purchase property, such as in the UK, it would be stamp duty. Here you have ITP or property transfer taxes. And so there's no real huge surprise when you move across in terms of the taxes I've mentioned. And I guess some of the main differences between the UK and Spain lie with other forms of taxes. in Spain, you have succession tax, which is the equivalent of UK inheritance tax. However, this tax is quite different from what you would have in the UK. It doesn't apply to your estate. It applies to the recipients of your assets. So that's one difference that you have to contend with and get a good understanding of. And then the other tax that we have in Spain, which you don't have in the UK, is wealth tax. So Spain still have a wealth tax applicable to worldwide assets if you're a resident here, or just Spanish assets if you're not a resident here. And so this is often a common planning point that our clients come to us to speak about. They're not familiar with wealth tax, of course, and they need to understand what are their exposures and liabilities to Spanish wealth tax. And it's a big area of planning for us, where we can implement strategies and ways to hopefully bring down the wealth tax obligation, and also assess what the overall wealth tax figure may be, including, you know, will some assets be exempt from wealth tax? What type of allowances do people have when they move here, and so forth? And so overall, you know, the tax picture in Spain, I would argue, is in line with the UK. In fact, there can be advantages in terms of Spanish tax if you get the planning done right.
Is it fair to say that some people think that the Spanish taxation regime doesn't appear to be particularly welcoming? Can you do anything to improve your tax liabilities?
Yes, I would say, as I mentioned before, it's somewhat of a misconception that the Spanish tax picture is disadvantageous, especially on a relative basis. When we look at the tax picture holistically, most of our clients, or many of our clients, move from the UK, as our listeners are many of them are UK nationals too. So if we look at it holistically between the UK and Spain, headline figures can be a bit daunting in Spain when you do have to look at things like wealth tax, as I mentioned before. But if you look at it on a kind of net-net basis, in the UK, I guess one big difference is you have UK inheritance tax, which is can be as high as 40% above your nil rate band allowances, whereas in Spain, succession tax rates are far lower. And in many regions, they've actually dropped a lot of the succession tax rates. So I would say Spain does get a bad rep in terms of the overall tax picture, and with the right, a lot can be done with respect to investments, capital gains, wealth, and succession tax. As many of our clients are retired, this is a crucial part of the planning and can present a major opportunity to reduce these various layers of taxation. Implementing a strategic plan to reduce these taxes can make a substantial difference in your annual tax liabilities and the amount of wealth you can retain throughout your lifetime, and what will pass down to your family and beneficiaries in the future. Many expatriates are caught out by not reviewing their arrangements for their life abroad. Once you're no longer a UK resident, certain assets that were tax efficient in the UK, such as ISAs, national savings, and UK-centric investments, become fully taxable here in Spain. So there are many costly pitfalls to retaining your UK financial planning bias, and many people unknowingly end up paying more tax than they need to in Spain. Meanwhile, you could be missing out on alternative tax compliance structures available here in Spain that can legitimately reduce your tax liabilities and greatly simplify your financial planning in Spain.
Let's look at inheritance issues now. What is the Spanish inheritance tax regime like?
Yes, a good question. So inheritance tax in Spain works differently to UK inheritance tax. Under the succession tax system, tax is paid by the recipient and not the estate. And the tax rate varies depending on the relationship or kinship between the person passing the money and the person receiving the money or the asset. And there is no blanket spousal exemption for succession tax in Spain. And Spanish succession and gift tax is due if the asset being inherited or gifted is located in Spain, regardless of where the beneficiary lives, or if the recipient is a resident in Spain, regardless of where the asset is located. So if you were to invert that, if you have a non-Spanish asset passing to a non-Spanish resident, there's no succession tax involved. So it's important to understand the dynamics of when succession tax may apply. In Spain, however, there are 17 different autonomous communities, and each region can adjust their tax rates and allowances. For example, many regions recently have improved or even abolished succession tax. And in fact, here in the Balearic region where I'm based, they've actually abolished succession tax for close families. So that's been a very positive breakthrough there. There is no guarantee, however, that these rates and exemptions may not change in the future. So we must plan accordingly and stay abreast of any changing political or the changing tax landscape.
And what about Spanish succession law?
Spanish succession law is an important factor too, and it's a separate factor from succession tax. So in Spain, you have a Spanish succession law, which prescribes how assets will pass down to your beneficiaries. So in Spain, we have what's called forced heirship, and it means that if you're a Spanish national or you haven't taken, you haven't adjusted your will accordingly, 2/3 of your asset base is prescribed to pass down to your children, and 1/3 can actually pass to your spouse. So this can complicate matters when you have an estate and you have a surviving spouse, where most of the assets can't actually pass to your spouse and they have to pass down to the next generation. The good news is that if you're a UK national, there was a change called Brussels 4 within the EU, and it means that if you have a Spanish will, you can adopt to follow your country of origin or where you're a national of, and you can actually avoid Spanish forced heirship rules. So this means you can, with the right adjustment within your Spanish will, you can leave your assets to whomever you wish. But it's a very important point, because without doing so, your family could be in for a bit of a surprise when assets are distributed, and they'll follow a very prescribed manner of doing so.
Well, many British expatriates have retired. What do they need to know about taking their UK pension here in Spain?
Yes, it's a very good question. And I did, this question highlights the need to begin the planning process as early as possible, and ideally before you even leave the UK. In fact, an increasing number of UK nationals living and retired in Spain or the EU are facing issues with accessing or taking management decisions or moving their pensions into drawdown. And some have even been locked out of their pensions. And the reason being is that if you're now living in the EU, there are restrictions based from UK-based pension advisors where passporting has ended post-Brexit. So it can leave you in quite a precarious situation. And therefore, taking advice and planning your pensions earlier in the process is certainly advisable. So I would say, you know, there are some opportunities prior to leaving the UK. One would be if you have tax-free cash or your pension commencement lump sum, drawing that down before leaving the UK is certainly worth looking at, because taking your tax-free, your 25% tax-free lump sum from your pension is tax-free in the UK. However, drawing the same lump sum from your pension whilst living in Spain is fully taxable. So again, it's a very valuable opportunity to take advantage of to get that tax-free cash. Other opportunities exist, such as how is your pension going to be structured whilst you live in Spain? So you might benefit from consolidating your pension into an international structure or an international SIP, where your pension can be based in the UK, but you can have it looked after, managed and serviced whilst you're living in the EU. And another structure that many of our clients used is what's called a QROPS, or a Qualifying Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme. And this can also offer additional advantages, where your pension is actually moved outside of the UK into the EU. And some of the advantages with that is that it'll be outside the scope of lifetime allowance charges in the UK into the future. Should they return, they've actually been abolished in the recent budget. And also with a QROPS, your pension can be accessed and drawn down in multiple currencies. And it will also be exempt from Spanish wealth tax, being an EU-based pension. The one thing to note with a QROPS is that a recent binding ruling from the Spanish Tax Office meant that if you are to look at a QROPS, or if a QROPS is suitable for you, you would need to look at arranging it before leaving the UK. If you were to transfer your pension to a QROPS whilst you're living in Spain, you could be left with a sizable tax charge, where your pension could be subject to income tax, given the pension's move from a non-EU country into an EU-based pension. So these are some of the opportunities to look at prior to leaving the UK. Overall, when you draw down from your pension, be it the likes of a SIP or a QROPS or occupational pension or estate pension, the tax treatment is very likely to be the same. Drawn down from the pensions will generally be subject to income tax in Spain, and which will be the same as in the UK, where it would be subject to your general rate of income tax. So I guess overall, just to summarize, I think looking at your pensions earlier in the process is definitely worth doing. Taking action and transferring a pension can take a lot of time, and there's a lot of planning involved. So I would say speaking with a suitably regulated advisor and getting a personalized financial plan in place for your pension is something worth looking at.
And what about savings and investments? Should everyone review and adjust theirs once they're living in Spain?
With respect to investments, depending on the country where you live, there is generally an optimal structure to hold your investment capital. For example, in the UK, this would be the likes of an ISA or national savings bonds. Many of these structures, however, lose their tax advantages once you move abroad. And, you know, taxation can greatly dampen an investment's returns if the tax structure is wrong. So it's vital to know which investment structures are qualifying, compliant, and tax efficient for residents of Spain. And this can greatly reduce your annual Spanish income and wealth tax liabilities, and also greatly simplify your Spanish tax reporting as well. A Spanish compliant or qualifying investment generally does not need to be reported directly on your Spanish tax return. And there's a very simple mechanism for it being reported to Spain. And finally, of course, if you have the right investment structure from a tax perspective, it can also greatly improve your overall investment returns over the longer term.
Do you have any particular advice for listeners who've not yet moved here? Is there anything they should do before they leave the UK in terms of their financial planning?
Yes, absolutely. I would strongly recommend engaging with a specialist cross-border advisor who is experienced and regulated to advise in both the UK and Spain. And this will ensure that you're arranging and implementing your financial and tax plan in the right order and at the right time. And we must not assume that the planning and structures that worked in the UK will translate and work here in Spain. This is often a false assumption I've seen many times, and it can be quite costly to expatriates moving here to Spain, where they retain UK-centric financial planning advice. So it's crucial to review, assess, and analyse the planning through a Spanish lens, and taking into account Spanish tax laws, rules, and regulations. A pitfall we often see is UK nationals who are resident in Spain and they retain the UK planning. You know, overall, UK investments such as ISAs and so forth are fully taxable. Other areas like selling your UK main home is tax-free in the UK, but that can be fully taxable here in Spain. And as I mentioned, drawing tax-free benefits from your pension is tax-free in the UK, but it's fully taxable here in Spain. So the cost of getting these things wrong can be very, very high. A fresh approach integrating both countries' tax and financial planning is needed. At Blevins Franks, this is what we've been doing for our clients for almost 50 years. So we look to develop a strategic financial plan or financial roadmap that covers all bases from a tax, estate planning, investments and pension perspective. And this covers everything from leaving the UK, capitalizing on opportunities before leaving, and then planning the cross-border immigration elements, and then finally the tax and financial planning that's needed to implement on your arrival here in Spain. So I think planning things in the right order with the right advisor can greatly improve your overall position and your planning for the future.
And finally, Cahal, do you have any other advice for those who've recently arrived to live in Spain?
Yeah, it's quite simple, and I've touched upon it a few times. It's really just I would recommend taking advice. Usually an initial consultation is complimentary, and it's well worth an hour of your time. And the cost of getting the financial planning wrong or risking taking a DIY approach could prove far more expensive than speaking with a suitably experienced advisor. At Blevins Franks, we've been helping people move from the UK and advising UK nationals and expatriates here for five decades. And we have a wealth of experience in this area. We get to understand our clients' preferred lifestyle choice and where they want to spend their retirement. And usually lifestyle is the main driver for our clients. And our job is to tie in the financial and tax planning to match their lifestyle plans and make the move to their new home as seamless and tax and financially efficient as possible. And once we have a good understanding of this, we usually prepare a strategic financial planning report with our advice and recommendations. And this really paves the way forward for their future here in Spain. And in a nutshell, this will offer peace of mind that our clients' tax and wider financial affairs are properly planned and best positioned for your future here in Spain.
And of course, the website, blevinsfranks.com, is a first port of call.
Yeah, absolutely. So blevensfranks.com is it's a good website where, you know, depending on the region where you live, you can get in touch with one of our local advisors. All of our advisors work and live in the local areas. And so we've been through the same process and we understand, even beyond financial planning, the needs and concerns our clients may have. And on our website as well, there are various articles and podcasts and guides there, which can kind of arm you with the information you need prior to making the move.
Many thanks. Very interesting. We'll talk again in a few weeks.
Thank you very much, Howard. I appreciate it.